We are doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing how when we do Chesed, then we can feel legitimate in asking Hashem for kindness. If we try to be kind, then at least we have grounds to ask Hashem for His kindness. And he had quoted the Medrash that described the discussion between Ben Azza and Rabbi Akiva, that when a person does chesed, his prayers will be accepted before Hashem. B'chol zeh shedibarnu hu afilu kshegomel chesed listam ish Yisrael. What we describe is even when a person does kindness to a simple person of Israel. B'chol sheken letamid chacham, how much more so when he does chesed to a talmid chacham. Shemalveo ez esach, that he gives him a loan. V'al yedei zeh yuchal litpanes, and using that loan, he can make a business, he could have panasa. Zchuto gadol meod. How great is his merit? Shal yodo yuchal achar kach lasok b'torat Hashem. Because thanks to this person's help, because this person gave him the loan, so he could set up his business, and then he could use the rest of his time to learn the Torah of Hashem. Uchmo shekatavnu lemala, and as we explained earlier, shechoshevin la'adam kol ha'pu'ulot ha'noladot al yado, that in heaven when they calculate a person's wages, they also calculate the derivatives. They look at what his good actions cause. And so a person who gave assistance to Talmid Chacham, he merits in the world to come to sit in the Academy of Heaven among the sages. Moshamu Chazal is our sages taught. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Kol ametil melai lechis shel Talmidei Chachamim, Zochev Yoshev Bishiva shel Mala, Shneemar ki betzela chochma betzela kasef. If someone gives business to a sage, to a Talmud Chacham, so then he will merit to sit in the academy above, as the verse says in Ecclesiastes, in Koheles, ki betzela chochma, in the shadow of wisdom, which means in the company. When you're in someone's shadow, it means you're in his company. Who gets to be in the company of a Talmud Chacham in the world to come? Betzela kasef, someone who had money. Well, how does money get him into the academy in heaven? The idea is, if you used your money to give them business, to give them the capacity to learn, then their learning is attributed to you as well. And then the person merits to partake of their learning in the world to come. V'lav davka milai, and the Gemara doesn't mean specifically that you gave them something to do business with. Hu adin kol kai gavna, the same holds for anything that's similar to this. Shatamit chacham mitpanes al yado, that the Talmud Chacham can make parnosa thanks to this person. Rak shebadorot rishonim yu nohagim shehayu notanim shechora bidmei hakeren letalmid chacham sheyimkareh miyitpanes mizeh. Only in the times of the Talmud, the custom was you'd give the Talmud Chacham something to do business with, and you'd give it to him at cost, so then he could sell it at a profit. And that was the way, if you wanted to help him out, so he gave him things at cost so he could make a profit off them. V'galsinan b'chtubot. Should we do another 2 minutes and we'll finish this chapter? V'galsinan b'chtubot. And the Talmud tells us in Ksubos, ala pasuk, going on the verse, v'atem ha'devekim v'ashem elokechem, chayim kulechem hayom. You cling to Hashem. You bond with Hashem. You are all living today. V'chi efshar lidvukei b'shechina. Can a person bond with the Shechina? V'aktiv k'Hashem elokecha esh ochelahu. The verse says, God is a consuming fire. What does it mean the person connects to Hashem? Ela kol ha'masi bito letalmid chacham. But rather what the verse means is whoever marries off his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, va'oseh pragmatia letalmidei chachamim, or else he does business for the Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham tells him, you know what, I'm going to weave a garment and you put it in your shop and sell it. If he does that, va'maneh talmidei chachamim min chasav, or else he gives benefit to the Talmidei Chachamim from his assets, ma'aleh alav ha'katuv kilu midabek b'shechina. The pasuk considers it as though that person connected to the Shechina. And later on in the 20th chapter we will see other things that Chazal describe, how much merits, of how much wages a person gets for this type of chesed. So what we learned today was that this description that a person, his prayers will be answered, is really for any type of chesed a person performs. If a person wants to get even more, if a person wants to partake of the yeshiva shalmala, of the academy in heaven, he should know that by doing chesed with a Talmid Chacham, he will merit to even be a part of the learning in heaven, because then it's considered as though he had a hand in that person's learning. Yes?
I understand the merit to help out a Talmid Chacham. I was wondering though, because Talmid Chacham is someone that you definitely have an inclination to help and you know, whatever assistance he needs. And on top of that, he also has a lot of sfut in the eyes of Hashem. But on the contrary, a person who's like a lola, like kind of, he looks like a bum, he's not, he doesn't look like he's very productive or anything. It seems like giving him, you know, charity would be, you know, a much harder thing to do, and therefore have more merit for you. And also, it's not like anyone else is rushing to give him, but, you know, like, let's say if, the chief rabbi of Israel was in need of help, everyone would be rushing.
You guys want to spend 10 minutes discussing this? It's an important concept. But the question is, do you want to take 10 minutes for it?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll put that.
Okay.
I am looking at you.
Okay, we're outvoted. Firstly, you're right. If there's a person that needs help and no one's going to help him because he's a bum or whatever other reason, so of course it's important to help him. And Hashem is described as the one that helps those that are on the bottom rung, and Talmidei Chachamim also are the ones that look out for people at the bottom rung. The way of Hashem is that he has mercy over the widow and the orphan and the ger, and those are people that generally don't have someone to look out for them, because a person that has a family, so if he needs to, they'll lend him, they'll help him. A person that became a ger very often doesn't have that. A widow, who's going to make the money for the family? In those days, it wasn't easy for a woman to make ends meet alone. Same thing holds for an orphan. So Hashem is described as one who looks out for people at the bottom rung. The Gemara even says that in the times of the Gemara, so a person who didn't have a learned father couldn't learn Torah. There were no yeshivas for kids. So imagine what the orphans turned out to be. You know, if a person lost his father at a young age, he had no chance of knowing Torah. And if a person's father wasn't learned, well, what future did he have? That's why the rabbis established elementary schools. But you're definitely right that we have to take a note of people who have no one else to help them, and help them. And if a person is faced with a situation where there's a Talmid Chacham who has people who will help them, and someone else who has no one to help them, obviously you help the guy who needs help. That's true. But let's take a different scenario. Let's take a scenario where you live in a city, let's call it Be'er Sheva, let's call it Netivot. And these are cities where you have plenty of people who are in a bad financial situation. And now you have, let's say, you have a store and you have to make your own parnassah, but you can afford to give a certain amount of your produce at cost to someone else to make a living, right? You could do that. You can't do that with 10 people. You'll lose your own business. But you could do it with one person. Now, you look at your neighbors and your clientele, and you see two people struggling. One is a person who spends his nights sitting on his porch, reading a book. The other one is a person that spends his nights going to yeshiva and learning. Now, technically, they're both human, and we have a mitzvah to help them both, and we value both of their lives, and they both could be tremendous people. And goes even further. If a person were given a choice, kill this person or I'll kill you, right? One of the mitzvos of Yehar Gval Yavar is he has to agree to get killed rather than kill the other person. that shows us the great value we have for human life. Meaning, let's say the Chafetz Chaim. Someone walks into the Chafetz Chaim and he says, "Rabbi, I really am unhappy with the life I've been leading. I've been beating my wife. I've been beating my kids. I haven't sent my kids to yeshiva. I don't make kiddush on Shabbos. I want to change the life I'm leading, but I haven't been successful so far. I've been cheating in business. Everything I've been doing in life, I've been doing wrong." They're in the middle of talking, and the Chafetz Chaim tries to give him offers how to fix his life. And the guy says, "That's not going to work, and that's not going to work, and that's not going to work." And Chafetz Chaim is sitting there stroking his beard and thinking, and in the middle of the conversation, in walks Jesse James. Puts a gun to the Chafetz Chaim's head and says, "Here's a gun, kill him or I'll kill you." Now, Chafetz Chaim has to think, gee, if I kill him, well, maybe his wife won't be beaten, his kids won't be beaten, he'll stop cheating in business, but he is a person that has potential. The Chafetz Chaim himself is not just a matter of potential, he's been realizing that potential. And how many Jews has he been helping? Says Dalacha, Chafetz Chaim has to rather give up his own life than take this person's life. That means that we value the potential of every individual. It's not that we look down at this person, even though he hasn't realized that potential till today. And yet, when I, as an individual, have a choice, who am I going to give my $10 to? The Chafetz Chaim or this guy? So again, if the Chafetz Chaim has people who will help him, and this guy doesn't, so then of course, I'm going to help this guy. Why should I help the Chafetz Chaim? He has help. He has the potential for help. But if I have two neighbors like the guy in Netivot or Be'er Sheva, and my $10 or my capacity to help, with one guy, it's going to ensure that he rocks more gently on his porch at night. He'll feel better about himself, which is a big mitzvah. But with the other guy, it will give him better capacity to sit and learn at night, to perform more mitzvot. So just like any investment, we say, get the most out of your money. And that's explanation, David, in the Mishnah and Hariyot. It's not that one is more valuable than the other. It's that if I can maximize what I get out of my money, that's what I'm going to do. If I have to think what I'm going to do with the potential I have, so then I, just like in business, you say, if I can make more money off of this, I'm going to make more money off of this. It's true, if I have this facing that, so just like the case of the Chafetz Chaim and this guy, the Chafetz Chaim can't take his life to save his own. That he can't do. But I, as an outsider, when I have a choice where to place my money, I'm going to place my money where I can make more out of it. More means more positive in the world, more mitzvot in the world. And I think that makes sense. I think that's logical. Fair? Yeah.
Yeah. I was just kind of like wondering about, I know that you explained before that the concept of doing a mitzvah that's harder for you is only applies to things that aren't, you know, socially based. But in this situation, when you have one Talmid Chacham and one Ani, and they both have no one else to help them, and you would easily give money to the Talmid Chacham, and it's both the same act, but the question is, you know, one is harder than the other, and I don't know.
Oh, so that's a different concept. Here, you're referring to a concept the Gemara does say. The Gemara describes, why does the Pasuk describe, Ki tireh chamoso na'acha rovetz tachat maso'o? When you see your enemy's donkey suffering under the load, and he needs to be unloaded. So the Gemara asks, why does the Torah say your enemy's donkey? First of all, the Gemara says, what enemy are you allowed to have? So the Gemara says it's someone that you saw him sinning, and you told him, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, and he says, who cares? So you hate the guy. He's cheating other people in business. His scales are unfair. You tell him, hey, you shouldn't do this. He says, who cares? Who knows? Everyone does it. You try to convince the guy and he's not interested. So then that's what we're talking about, your enemy. Someone who you look at and you see his sins and you've tried to help him and convince him and he's not interested. That's why you hate him. And even so, says the Torah, if you see two donkeys suffering, you're going to help one of them. Help the guy who you hate. So there you do see this concept that you're saying. There are times where the Torah says, if you have a choice who to help, so help someone where you will grow more out of it. There is that concept in the Torah. You're right. We just have to know where to apply it. It's a good point. There will be times where we do apply that concept. But again, now we've gone on a big tangent. Okay, so we got to move on.
And some bubbles here.